Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. Also, shouting out to the coast and the Yukon. You know, before I even get started, there's something important to talk about real quick. I've got some really cool pictures. I'll be putting them in the show notes for Coffee at KYUK. They're cool, but they're alarming. Extreme danger. Ice blowout in the main channel just below Napakiak. Picture taken from an altitude of 500 feet. I'll have that in the show notes, but you can also find it right now on Cusco.net because Bethel Search and Rescue has their report for river travel out. Their river update dated yesterday says she's trying to heal. There's extreme danger in the channel between Napakiak and the mouth of the Johnson. There have been two ice blowouts in this area, most likely caused by the pressure and weight of deep overflow on top of ice breaking it. There's also deep pools of blue meltwater all throughout the river, even in the middle. These will need longer to drain and freeze. And along the river road, the ice road, water is deeper on the ice road. So please stay off of it. It'll be nice and smooth when it freezes solid. So let it heal. I'll have more throughout the day as information develops, but you can get that complete Bethel Search and Rescue report from Cusco.net or on the show notes for Coffee at KYUK. After the show's over, I'll be posting all that. But it's Monday, and as is the appropriate and standard practice here on Monday, a special section or part of Coffee at KYUK is what we like to call the KUC Corner. And if you'll bear with me, I like to, you know, I often tell people too much, put these mics very close to your, very close, and then say, hello, I'm sitting here with several, or two very awesome persons from the KUC, and I'm going to let both of them introduce themselves so I don't have to fumble on names.
Hi, this is Ellen McWilliams. I'm very happy to be here today.
Thank you, Ellen. And Dorothy Chase.
Good morning. I'm Dorothy Chase, and I'm the financial aid coordinator at the Kuskokwim campus.
Thank you both for introducing yourselves. Now, so as I said, you're tuned into the KUC Corner, and you get the latest news and events going on at the local branch of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Kuskokwim campus. Now, we're going to be changing up things a bit than we normally do. We're going to do it live. And with me, of course, as I mentioned, is Dorothy Chase. And as she's told you, she does the financial aid and the scholarship information. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And now, of course, I know what FAFSA, but sometimes the younger kids might think that's FIFA. What's FAFSA? Tell me, what's FAFSA?
FAFSA is a free application for federal student aid. And it's an online application that can be prepared annually. And it's for students that are planning to go to college and training. And basically, colleges and universities use this form to determine eligibility for federal, state, and college-sponsored financial aid. And it also includes grants and educational loans and work-study programs.
So now I've had to do that every year when I've been a student. Is that right?
Yes.
Each year. But if I'm a new student or if I'm going to pursue being a student next year, this is important information.
Yes.
Tell me, if I want to apply for the FAFSA, what information would I need and where would I take it to if I'm one of those prospective students or if I'm a new student?
So any applicant that is applying for the FAFSA should have their Social Security number. And if they're not a U.S. citizen, they should have their alien registration number. Your federal income tax returns, W-2s, any record of money earned, bank statements and records of investments if that applies, records of untaxed income if that applies. And another important thing that students also will need to have along with parents is what we now call a FSA ID, which is a federal student aid ID. That's a way to electronically sign the FAFSA application.
Okay, my eyes are blinking wildly because this is brand new information to me. What is this thing?
So,
does my other ID qualify as one? What are we talking about?
So basically, this is an electronic way to sign the FAFSA.
Okay, so it's just an extra step they've added this year to the rigmarole. Right?
They added it last year.
Okay, all right. Surprising stuff, but it guarantees that in the future it'll be easier to guarantee certify who you are.
Yes.
Okay. I get that. Spectacular. Now, if I'm applying to FAFSA for funding in the fall, when do I need to have the FAFSA finished?
June 30, 2019.
All right. And if the FAFSA doesn't help cover all of my tuition, are there other funding sources?
Absolutely.
That's what you do, right?
Yes. So there's a lot of different scholarships that are available to students and grants that are available. So at the Kuskokwim campus, I have a tentative list of scholarships within the region to help students, guide them to applying for those scholarships. So it just depends on the scholarship agencies. You have to see if you qualify to apply for the scholarship because, you know, for example, a tribal scholarship, it's going to, that's going to target their tribal enrollees.
Sure.
So it just depends. And then another scholarship might be, say, the Jalista Native Corporation mm-hmm. Scholarship. So that's going to be the descendants or shareholders for that Native corporation.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I'd get in trouble if I didn't mention that we have two scholarships we're often promoting, and that's two journalism scholarships. One of them's the John Active and the Alexi Isaac. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. There's two scholarships that we support here through KYUK because they're for journalism, specifically journalism students. And so you obviously have to be in journalism to qualify for those, just mm-hmm. like those Native Corporation scholarships you mentioned. So we've been announcing on the Tundra Drums that there's some deadlines that are rapidly approaching, though, for some of those scholarships. Is that right?
Yes. So there's quite a few scholarships that are available in this region, and the spring semester is when those deadlines start happening through the summer for the upcoming school year. So any student that is interested in applying or has already applied for college or training for the fall, they should definitely start applying for the scholarships and apply for the FAFSA, or should have already applied for the FAFSA. So each deadline is different. The different agencies are going to have different deadlines, different requirements. Once a student applies for those scholarships, they're going to have different documents that they need to submit to them. And one upcoming deadline that I'd like to mention is the UA Foundation Scholarship, which that deadline is February 15, which is on Friday. And that's for any student that is applying for or already attending the UA schools, UAA, UAF, or UAS. And so the student needs to have applied for admissions and have a UA student ID number in order to apply for that or
already.
To be able to qualify to apply for that scholarship. And basically, it's a huge pot of money in the UA Foundation, and students will submit the general application, and then there'll be a whole list of different scholarships that they can review to see if they qualify to apply for.
So what I'm hearing is if you are a UAF, UAA, or UAS enrolled student right now, you have 4 days to find out if you're eligible for any of these scholarships and to apply for them. Or that particular one, the UA Foundation scholarship money anyway.
So we won't know if they
will get it or not.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So that's going
to
be.
But they have to apply.
Yes. So the important thing is to apply for the scholarship or the UA Foundation scholarship, and then they'll be notified by spring before the fall starts.
Do you find that there's students that don't touch base with you? Are there people that are missing out? Are there students that don't take advantage of all the funding sources that they could?
Yes, absolutely. I see
really?
That.
Oh, my goodness. You see the horror. You look pain. You look like you're in pain like I just took out a tooth. I understand why, because you care for these kiddos. You don't want to see them spend money they don't need to when there's actually resources they could tap into.
Yes, I highly recommend that students apply for as many scholarships as possible. You never know when you're going to get awarded a scholarship. And, I mean, if it's a scholarship that's $1,000, that's $1,000 less that you'd have to take out a loan for. So it's absolutely worth every minute of applying for every scholarship out there.
And it's worth every minute of befriending Dorothy Chase. If you're a student at any of those schools and you're here in the Kuskokwim area, if you don't have you on speed dial, I don't know what's wrong with you. Hey, some of these deadlines coming up. BNC scholarship deadline, February 15th. And then the Joan Katkus Memorial Scholarship is granted to a student who's a child of a veteran. I'm fond of veterans. I'm one myself. I've got children, too. What did he have here? Individuals eligible for that scholarship include Alaskan residents of high school age or older who are pursuing higher education. And they have to be, they have to apply also before the 15th. So if you're the son or daughter of a veteran and you're a high school student attending school in the fall, you have 4 days to apply for that scholarship.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Well, here's what we need to tell people. If they'd like to get in touch with you, they want to call you at 543-4563. Is that right?
Yes. And they can also email me at dechase@alaska.edu. And we also have a website, uaf.edu/Bethel. And there's a lot of helpful information on our website as well.
Thank you for your time, Dorothy. Now, you know, we also have to cover our bases with the announcements at KUC, and that's why you're with us, Ellen, right?
Yes.
So for those of you who are just joining in with us, you're tuned in to KUC Corner right here on Coffee at KYUK. And what we've gone over so far is some of those deadlines that are rapidly approaching for scholarships, especially the foundation scholarship at UA universities. But there's also lots of stuff happening in the upcoming week. What do you have to tell us, Ellen?
Okay, so there are a lot of things that are coming up that I really want people to know about. Of course, we have the Saturday markets, which are always fun. We just had one this past Saturday. These are a great opportunity to come out and see what's available, made by local artisans. You can spend time with friends, grab some delicious food. So the next Saturday market is on March 9th, and then we have another one in April on the 20th. So come by to check those out. We also, I wanted to make note that the coffee machine, the coffee cart is, we have a brand new coffee cart, and those, that makes a really good cup of coffee, so you should come by and check that out. It's available throughout the week as well. So if you don't make it by on a Saturday market day, you can come by to the Cultural Center during the work week to get a cup of goofap.
I'm going over after the show.
Yeah.
Because I haven't tasted it from there. I used to man the machine. Oh. I got to go see what that thing's like.
Yeah. So speaking of Saturday markets, I also want to make note that the recycling committee that is run by the KUC student government is still continuing to collect recyclable plastics and tin at every Saturday market. Please don't bring your recyclables to the Kuskokwim campus. Bring them to the Saturday markets because that's where we have people available to collect those items. If you're interested in recycling your plastics, please make sure that there's a number one PET symbol on the bottom of the bottle. Usually those are on beverage bottles, so just check the bottom to make sure that there's a number one on there. If it's got a two or three, we can't recycle those. So just make sure there's a one on the bottom. And also please make sure that your bottles are empty. We don't want stuff dripping out all over the place. So clean those out before you bring them in. Another thing, we have the Best in the West workshops that are going on. And those are an exciting opportunity to learn more about small businesses in the YK Delta. Maybe you're interested in starting your own business or just want to learn more about budgeting or marketing. So the next workshop is on March 7th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. If you're interested in this, please contact Renee Athanas at 907-543-4538.
I know that the those workshops have taken a step up. There's a talented individual proctoring those. Mm-hmm. Bethel Council of the Arts next weekend. Got a concert coming up shortly. Is it next weekend or is it the 22nd? I'm getting excited about it now, though.
Yes, it is exciting. We all love a good night of music. So the 22nd, we are having, or the Bethel Council of the Arts is having their next concert. Jacques Longpre will be opening for Alaskan musician Emma Hill and Brian Dosti. Tickets for this concert are available at the YPCC gift shop and also at the door. So mark your calendars for that. And then the last two announcements I have for KUC are regarding job openings. There's one available at the Cultural Center and another at the Teen Center's Bethel Youth 4-H program. The one at the Cultural Center is a part-time position for setup and takedown. So if you're interested in that, you can contact Renee Athanas again at 907-543-4538. And then the 4-H program, they're looking to hire someone for a part-time program aid position. And for that, you can You can apply for either of these jobs online by visiting careers.alaska.edu and selecting Bethel as the job location.
Well, I can personally attest that both of those positions are rewarding positions, as I've done the actual work at each one of them.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm really excited you guys did the show live. I hope you guys might think about doing it live in the future. That's it for the KUC Corner, really, the meat and potatoes. But we have a few more minutes. We don't have to rush away. Every Monday morning, you can tune in here to Coffee at KYUK to get your dose of KUC activities, information, and announcements in KUC Corner. You can also catch that again on a rebroadcast at noon. Now, there's more stuff going on. This is just what you have on the announcements, right? Mm-hmm. But everyone got back from break, and then there was K300. What's the buzz right now over there? What else is going on? What's on the tip of everyone's tongue?
Well, I'm excited for Valentine's Day. We always have a big I decorate the whole campus with hearts and go a little overboard with that. But really, a lot of students have been busy with filling out their applications for student financial aid. And we do want, that's another reason why we wanted to have Dorothy on the show today, to really impress upon people that those deadlines are coming up, and to really take advantage of the financial aid that's available to them.
Lots of exciting stuff going on at the KUC campus. Things that we didn't even get a chance to touch on. There's always adult education opportunities, and there's some activities related to physical exertion. I know they got a jump rope group. There's lots of stuff going on at the KUC campus. Only this is a corner of it. So make sure you go down to the KUC campus yourself and check out what's available for you. Now, that only leaves me first of all, two things I have to do. Thank both of you for coming. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
And then everyone listening, I got to tell you one thing. Don't forget to be awesome to each other.